Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe.
And not
in. Not that Maggie's
back in time. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I got you till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. Right here on The Fan. You just heard the Yankee broadcast. We'll get to it as they win another series. But we start with the New York Rangers. We start with the back against the wall New York Rangers, who will head to Florida on Saturday night, trying to stave off elimination after dropping Game 5 at Madison Square Garden 3-2. And you know what? It's frustrating in many ways. All these losses are when you get this far. When you get to the Eastern Conference Finals, all these losses are frustrating. This one's frustrating because, honestly, coming off the last two performances where they were thoroughly outplayed, this was their best performance since Game 2. This was their best performance since they've been in Madison Square Garden. This was a game that was evenly matched for two full periods. And what bothers me the most, and we'll get to the different parts of the game, but let me just tell you what bothers me the most. What bothers me the most is that this team all year long, and that even in the postseason as they give you the goal differentials, this team all year long, and even in the postseason here in the playoffs, they have been an excellent third period team. They've had the most comebacks in NHL history when you include the regular season and the postseason. And they've dominated the third period this entire year. And now for at least the last three games, the New York Rangers have gotten their ass kicked every third period. And they went into a game last night. They went into a third period last night of an evenly played game with a score of 1-1 and got their ass kicked in the third period. And I don't know. Listen, and I respect the Florida Panthers. We all do, right? Even if you're mad at them right now, you're pissed, you're miserable, whatever, you look at them, and they are big, they are fast, they are strong, and they have been the far better third period team at the end of these games. It's not even close. And so that's what pisses me off. Does the fact Panarin's a zero again and a no-show piss me off? Yes. Do a lot of different things piss me off? Yeah. I'll tell you the other thing that pisses me off. In this game, playing we get to the first period. The Rangers played very well. It was a tight game, tight period. Thought the Rangers played pretty well. They get the goal in the second period, and there's a moment in this game where the Panthers are about to take an interference call as they run into the goalie and knock down Igor in the middle of a power play. And the Rangers are about to go on a 5-on-3, up one, all the momentum, and an opportunity to take a 2-goal lead. An opportunity to put some distance between them and Florida. An opportunity to really grab the momentum for the first time, even with wins, let's be honest, to have some real momentum in this series for possibly the first time in the entire series. And instead, Gustafson takes a roughing penalty to defend his goalie. And I understand. I understand you want to defend the goalie, and I understand the coach is even okay with it in the postgame. And I understand that we see it almost all the time in hockey. The goalie gets run into, they got to go defend him. Fine. That's an opportunity to have a 5-on-3 for a minute and a half. And in this series, they desperately needed it. So, yes, that pisses me off, too, that you can't control yourself and take the advantage of a 5-on-3 and give yourself an opportunity. That what pisses me off. But as I'm really just, as I've been marinating in it for the last half, the last, I don't know, 2 hours, however long it's been, I've been sitting in the newsroom watching the Yankees and just waiting for 110 or whatever it was going to be to come on and talk about this game. What's bothered me the most about all of these games is the way the Rangers have gotten their ass kicked in the third period. And despite the fact that Mika gets a couple of assist in this game, and obviously Kreider gets the shorthanded goal, and both of these goals are not 5-on-5. They get the shorthanded goal, and they get the final goal with 49 seconds left to make it 3-2 with the extra man on the ice. What bothers me also, if we're going to talk about things that bother me, and I've realized that's what this open is going to be, things that bother me, with an empty net, Mika Zibanejad can't be looking for a penalty and jabbing his head back because he slightly got touched in the face with an elbow. And allow them to get out of the, you know, get into their zone and give up a goal there. That's, you cannot allow that to happen. You cannot give up on it. But ultimately, all of those things that pissed me off, here's the fact of the matter. Every loose puck goes to Florida. As well as they played and as closely contested as this game was for most of it up until the third penalty, third period, excuse me. Every loose puck goes to Florida. Every time there's a play that needs to be made, it goes to Florida. And there's a couple of guys here. I mean, the Rangers look slower. Fox, I mean, we all know he's dealing with something. But I'm sorry, it's getting to the point he can't have as much ice time as he's having. He's getting beat to pucks. He made a couple of decent plays on a power play, you know, created some offense, I suppose, with the extra skater in the final few minutes. But he's on the ice way too much. He's slow. He can't get to pucks. They are getting to every single loose puck. And it's just, it's extremely frustrating watching this play. They get no room whatsoever. They get no room whatsoever. Florida is creating such a, you know, and I understand Panarin too. I understand Panarin's got no room. Fox has got no room. The second they touch the puck, there's two guys on him. The power play's been struggling. I understand. Yeah, you tip your cap to Florida. But you know what? If Panarin is going to be this guy, if Fox is going to be this young, I know he's dealing with something. But I'm sorry. If he's on the ice, he's on the ice. And if Fox is going to be this young, talented, one of the best offensive defensemen in the league, harkening back to Leach, if he's going to be this guy, he's got to be better than this. And if Panarin is going to be the leader of this team and the kind of player that you expect them to lead them to a Stanley Cup champion, he can't be just completely gone. He can't play a game where he could be shut down like this. You want to talk about great players, and I've been screaming it. He should be in the Hart Trophy candidate. I don't understand. Why isn't he a top three? He's been great this year. He shot the puck more. It's this and that. I expected more from him. He gets a game-winning goal in the Florida, in the Carolina series. Yeah, I mean, but, and, oh, well, Lafreniere has, you know, he's open so much because they're, you know, all over Panarin. Well, Panarin has to step up and overcome and do something. He can't. You cannot be the best player on a team to get to a Stanley Cup Finals or win a championship and be able to be shut down to this level. It's extremely frustrating. And everything that's been said about the Rangers, they are now one loss away from it being true. They are one loss away Now, this is what this team has done all year long. Every time their back's up against the wall, every time they need a victory, they've come out and done it. And I thought the effort, for the most part, was pretty damn good in this game. Up until the third period. Up until the third period, I thought they actually were playing their best game of the series. You saw a little bit of, you know, the shots are still what they are. And I've just learned to, come to the grips of the reality that they're going to have more shots than the Rangers throughout the game. But the scoring chances were pretty much even. I thought the forechecking was better. I thought they were, they were leading in hits. Like, they came out and played a very good first period. They get that first goal. Kreider and Zibanejad show up and get the shorthanded goal. And they have all that momentum leading into that freaking opportunity to have 5-on-3 before the Gustafson roughing penalty, and leads only to a power play. They don't get anything. 2 minutes later, the game is tied 1-1. I thought that was a momentum changer. They're about to go 5-on-3 and instead take a penalty, and 2 minutes later the score is tied at 1. That's a game changer against this Florida team, who's all over the Rangers, all over them. And if they're going to do what the 94 team did that we compared this team to, and we had fun with the garden party, and we like to try and harken back to 94, if they're going to do what that 94 team did, if they're going to go and win games 6 and 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, they are going to have to figure out a way to get some more offense created. They're going to have to figure out a way to get to some of the loose pucks. And I understand the ice was a bit of an issue in this game, but it just feels like every time there is a loose puck, every time there's an opportunity where whoever gets it is going to, create a scoring chance or stop one, it always ends up on the Florida stick. And that leads also, and I know the style of play they play, and especially that's what's happening. They play this kind of game. It leads to these third periods where they're the dominant force. Can I just say something too? Because I know this has been a talking point, and I've been screaming about it. Enough of Rempe. Enough. There is no reason to have him on this team right now. None. He played less than 3 minutes and didn't play in the third period. This is a series of attrition. They are getting their asses kicked in the third period. Florida is making them work for everything. You're asking a lot from guys like Fox who are dealing with stuff. You're asking for a lot. And then you pretty much have a player on the roster who isn't being used. They are playing a man down. And whether or not you think they should play Rempe or not, the coach isn't doing it. Why are you shooting him up if you are not going to play him? He plays 2 minutes and 43 seconds and none in the third period. Nothing. They're getting their ass kicked in the third period, and they're down a man because he won't play Rempe in the third period. They're just, the third periods are really pissing me off, because this is what this team, we talk about what they do. And I said it before, this is what they do. They come from behind, they come back, I still have confidence, and I do. I think they have, as crazy as I am, and as much as I might have said differently, like, now that we're in the position, go do what Kreider said, go win a game. Go win one game. They've proven they could win on that ice. They've proven they can win in Florida. Hell, they've proven they can be outplayed and still win in Florida. Go win one game. But when we talk about what they do, what they do, what they do, what they do, this is what they do. What they do is be the better team in the third period, and they've done it all year. And it's not close in this series. It's not close. And you got a guy who doesn't play in the third period while your team is exhausted. After playing an extremely tough series against Carolina, after playing an extremely tough series here against Florida, you're a man short in the third period. But we all know it's the same thing that has to be the same thing we've talked about. You're going to need more scoring opportunities. I don't know how they have to figure it out some way. They have to be able to do more 5-on-5 because they are just, this was an easy game for Bobrovsky. I've never said it right. That was an easy game for him. Easy. There's really nothing in front of the net. It's not complicated for him. He's getting clear lanes, clear looks at the shots. They're taking these, you know, these wild shots that miss the net and lead to getting the puck, you know, up through the neutral zone. Like, it's just, they're not creating anything with what they're doing. And it feels like the, you know, shorthanded was their best opportunity, again, as they get the shorthanded goal from Kreider. But it's just, they have to figure out a way to get past this defense that's absolutely swarming them. And defensively, I don't really have much of an issue. And, like, obviously, another great game from Igor. The second goal sneaks through his arm. Would you like him to make that save? Yeah, I mean, it's you're asking so much from him. You're asking so much from him that it's hard to kill him on a goal that, you know, that's a human goalie gives up that goal. And they need him to be more than human. But just watching it, especially in the third period, they look like the team who wants it more. They're the team that gets to the puck. They're the team that creates all the scoring chances. They're the team that befuddles the Rangers and gives them zero room. You're still not getting enough despite the goal and the two assists from Zibanejad. You're still not getting enough from Mika. You're still not getting enough from Kreider. You're still not getting anything from Panarin. And you can't rely on Igor all the time. And the third periods, they're getting their ass kicked. But having said all that, all they have to do is win one game. Go win one game. Go win a game 6 in Florida. Come back for a Monday night at Madison Square Garden, game 7. This is who they've been all year long. Every time they face adversity, they're an excellent team off a loss. But they have to figure it out. And right now, it's frustrating because we told ourselves, hey, you know, they hadn't played that well. You still managed to get a win not playing that well. You got outplayed. You got dominated, you know, for most of the game. It's a miracle it went to overtime, blah, 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 blah. It's different when you feel like you played your best game. It's different when you feel like, hey, we were even up until, I don't know, 15 minutes left in the third period. Hey, we were right there with them. Hey, we played probably a better second period than they did. We were right there. We played our game. We did what we wanted to do for the most part. Despite not getting the chances you'd like, we were right there with them. Tonight wasn't a night where you got dominated. It wasn't a night where you got dominated until the last 10 minutes of the freaking game. And you come away from it, well, at home, playing the best game we've played in the last 3, and they still get beat. Igor's still playing a great game, and they still get beat. And they're going to have to find a way to turn the tables and go into Florida and win a game 6. It is not going to be easy. But this is what this team has done all year long. And plain and simple, you want to be a big-time player? You want to be someone who we're clamoring for should be a finalist for the Hart Trophy? You're going to be someone who, you know, carried this Ranger team to a President's Trophy? You want to be talked about as one of the handful of better players and playmakers in this league? I don't care what they're doing to you. I don't care how they're smothering you. I don't care their game plan. You have got to figure out a way to impact the game, and Panarin isn't doing it. And with the game on the line, with the empty net, you got Mika looking for a penalty instead of making sure the puck doesn't get out of the neutral zone. And with an opportunity to go up and get an opportunity to go 5-on-3, you go out there and you take a penalty that wipes it away. Those are the things that can't happen if you want to beat this team. This extremely talented, fast, gritty, experienced team that was in the Stanley Cup Finals last year. You want to get past this team? You can't do that. You can't wipe away a chance to go have a 5-on-3. You can't be looking for penalties instead of playing the puck with an empty net. And you can't let them get to every loose penalty, and you can't play you can't dress a player you're not going to play in the third period as you're getting your ass kicked night after night, game after game in the third period, and you're short a man because you don't trust them. These are the things that can't happen if they want to win Game 6 and then come home and win Game 7. But I refuse to give up. As frustrated as I am and as angry as I am and as disappointed as I am, go out there and win one game and we'll feel different.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Yager to the empty net. Score!
Yager fills the empty net. And the Rangers lead 4-2.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yeah, 136. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Talking about Game 5 as the Rangers lose 3-2. They will head to Florida on Saturday night trying to even up this series at 3 and force a Game 7 Monday night at Madison Square Garden. And it's just, you know, listen, let's just be fair. Like, right now, they're up against it. They're going to have to show up. They're going to have to figure out a way to win this game, because otherwise, it's just a bitter disappointment. There's no other way around. It's just a bitter disappointment of a season. This team, there's only one acceptable. Like, they've reached that point. There's nothing else to do but to win the cup. And, you know, I understand they've made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They didn't get tripped up. They didn't get tripped up at all against. They didn't get tripped up at all against Washington. And they figure out a way and beat a very good Carolina team. But in the Eastern Conference Finals, to get thoroughly outplayed, and let's be fair, I don't like the word lucky, and I don't like the word stolen. I don't think either of their two wins are straight up lucky or that they stole them. But they've been thoroughly outplayed. No other way to put it. And the best players on the Panthers have been far better. Far better. Than the best players on the Rangers. And you know what? That's including Fox. And I understand he's dealing with something, but he's on the ice. I mean, in any other sport, like, you're on the ice, I don't want to hear it. You're playing the game, I don't want to hear it. He is slow. My God, is he slow right now. Don't play him. Don't play him as much. I don't know. I don't know. But he is just slow. They are slow to the puck. They are getting beat at every chance at a loose puck every single time. And if they go down and lose this series in six after being thoroughly outplayed and watching these third periods continue to look like what they look like, and to have Panarin do nothing and Zibanejad, you know, okay, he had a couple of assists in this game. The second one, I mean, I don't want to diminish it, but with 50 seconds left, they gave them a chance and a heartbeat at the end of the game. But I mean, they got one goal in this game on a shorthanded attempt. That's it. If they lose this series and these Stars do nothing, you have to seriously consider what you think about this team and how you feel about it moving forward. But we're not there just yet. We're not there just yet. I don't want to talk myself into it. Because there is a chance that they can go win game six. It's not impossible. They've won in that building already this series. They did play better in this game. And I mean, we've watched them all year. We've watched them all year. And every time they're up against it, they respond. And they're going to have to respond Saturday night. We'll see if they can do it. 888-808-1019. John in North Babylon. What's up, John?
Hey, Chris. How you doing, bud?
Good. How are you, pal?
Good. So I'm a 60-year-old diehard Ranger fan.
Right.
And my son is 32, and he's a diehard Ranger fan. And here's the thing. I do agree with you about the third period and all that, but that's the white noise of it. The biggest culprit, and this is not just this year, and you touched on it, their stars are not coming to play. And I don't know if you're old. Remember the 94 Rangers.
I am.
When all the Ranger fans were clamoring about this team reminds me of the 94 team, you know, I turned around to my son and I said, you know what? Here's the difference. Mark Messier showed up. Adam Graves showed up. Brian Leetch showed up.
Yeah.
And those guys also played with a chip on their shoulder. I mean, Mark Messier would punch you in the face just as much as score a goal. And I'm sorry, Chris. Panarin, Zibanejad, not as much with Kreider. Kreider can get chippy. But Zibanejad and Panarin, they're wonderful players during the regular season when it's not as physical. But when the playoffs come around and bodies start getting thrown around, these guys fold like a $2 suit.
Well, let me just say something, because you mentioned, you know, 94, and you want to get back to 94. I am old enough to remember 94, and I remember them being down 3-2 to the New Jersey Devils in the Eastern Conference Finals. So they're in the same position that this Rangers team is in right now. And we're gonna find out. Like, you could say it, and you might be right. And it's been previous years, but, I mean, they had disappointments. The 93 was a disappointment. In 1994... that team you're talking about that showed up was on the same line as the Rangers are right now, and they were getting the same flack, and he had to guarantee a victory. They were down 3-2 to an upstart young New Jersey Devil team, and they had to get off the deck and win a game six and game seven. So let's find out.
Okay.
Before we start saying they're nothing like the 94 team, let's remember the 94 team was in this exact same spot.
And I agree with you 1,000%, but let me just ask you this one question. And if you're fair with yourself, who would you trust more, Messier, Graves, and Leetch over Panarin, Zibanejad, or Kreider?
I
got to tell you.
Well, of course. I know. Well, listen, of course. I've seen them win. If they lost game six to the Devils, we might have a different opinion on those three players. So, of course. But this isn't necessarily a competition. But the Rangers aren't. The Rangers are playing the Florida Panthers. They're not playing the 94 Rangers. I understand we like to compare. And yes, you want the qualities of that 94 team to emerge a little bit more into this team. Fine, that's fair. You want to make that point that you're going to need grinders and toughness. And those stars showed up, and these stars haven't. But here we are. They were on the verge of forcing a game seven against the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers were Carolina Hurricanes were right there to force a game seven with the Rangers. And the star showed up. And Chris Kreider pulled a Messier and scored 3 goals in the third period and said, we're not losing this series. Right? Didn't he do that? So here they are in the same spot the 94 team was. In the same spot Mark Messier was. In the same spot, Adam Graves and Brian Leetch and Richter. and Zuboff and everybody else. They're in the same spot. So call me on Monday and tell me they weren't as good, or call, yeah, and we'll find out. But I'm going to give them a game. But I, instead of saying they can't, I have to say, let's see you do it. I do believe in these guys. I do. We've seen it all year long, and I understand the game gets more physical in the playoffs and this and that. It's the same thing in every sport. We hear, well, the pitching gets tougher in the playoffs. Oh, the game gets harder. The elements get tougher in the NFL playoffs. Like, okay. You can't win until you do. Peyton Manning can't win in the playoffs because and then he wins. John Elway can't win in the playoffs, and then he wins. Alex Rodriguez can't win in the playoffs until he wins. And this team will have the sentiment that guy just had, that previous caller just had, until they do it. And they still have an opportunity to do it. But I disagree with you on the third period being the white noise. The third period's a major problem. Because even with the Stars not playing well, somehow the teams are even for the first two. What's happening in the third period? Yes, even in some other games, the second period was just as bad. And you could argue both games in Florida, the Panthers just dominated. But every game in particular, the third period has been a disaster. Rob in Brooklyn. What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Yeah.
Look, I called last night, and I was trying to make a point about Rempe.
Yes.
And before you let me finish my point, you cut my call off, and then you went into a whole thing about I'm tired hearing about Rempe, like all that.
Yes.
So I just want to finish my point.
Sure.
Because it's going what you said tonight. I was going to finish my point with, because I was saying they
right,
need to train
him. I didn't let you finish your point. I apologize. Just finish
that's
right, it
now. That's right. That's right. We're past that. It's right. Not a big deal.
I got
understand you.
You
got time constrictions. But what? I just want to finish my point. I was going to say exactly what you said tonight. Either play him or don't dress him, because he got four shifts tonight, 2 minutes and 43 seconds of ice time. So why are you even dressing him
right.
If you don't trust him? I would play him or dress somebody else you trust.
100%. I've been saying.
That's what I was trying to say last night.
I hear you.
Now, I just want to say this second point.
All right, real quick.
I'm optimistic. The glass is half full. Because what you said, what everybody's saying, the Stars have not lived up to their billing, right?
Right.
And we're still only down one game. What happens if they get hot? What happens if they could all, Kreider, Panarin, Mika, they might turn up in game six and then turn up in game seven back in New York. So I'm optimistic. That's all I want to say, brother.
Well, thank I hear you, Rob, and thank you. And listen, I hope you're right, and they can. And if they do, maybe it's a different series. They haven't so far. And part of it's the Panthers are doing things that make it tough on them. And I understand that. And I listened to Maurice, who says they don't prepare differently for the Stars. And by the way, he's terrific in these post games. My God. I mean, he's the opposite of Tortorella, but he's somehow almost as entertaining. He's very glib. He's really good. And he said he doesn't game plan any differently, but they are obviously not allowing Panarin to have a second to breathe. But you know what? You got to overcome. Right? You got to overcome. And I don't want to compare him to Jordan, but the Pistons had the Jordan rules. You got to figure it out. They're trying to shut you down. You have to come up with you. Otherwise, you're not a great player. Sorry. Otherwise, you are not good enough. Because, you know, I'm sure the Devils and the Vancouver Canucks tried to shut down Mark Messier. I'm sure, you know, the rest of the NHL tried to shut down Wayne Gretzky. That's how it works. You have to show up. And they have another game to do it. And Panarin has to do something. He just has to do something. And the power play's got to get better. Everything's got to get better. And the third period and the loose pucks. But a couple of things jump out at me. We talked about them. I'll break now. But taking that penalty when you had a chance to have a 5-on-3. And then, honestly, I thought, you know, Mika obviously played a better game, has the two assists in this game. But that empty net goal, to instead of playing the puck and making sure that he does not take it into the zone, he's worried about trying to sell an elbow to the face. That bothered me. But again, one more. They have a game on Saturday. They need to show up.
Talk New York sports with us. 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
All right, 153, McMonagle here with you. Let's get to the calls a few minutes before the top. 888-808-1019. Ranger fans are talking to you. Frustration after a Game 5 loss at home. Looking to pull off what the 94 Rangers did. We have all these comparisons to 94, right? Well, can you be the 94 Rangers, get off the deck, win Game 6 and 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals after being down 3-2? And a lot's going to have to change. Matt in Nutley. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, hey. The Rempe conversation is just, the storyline is rough because obviously he's a unicorn, so he's a fan favorite. But he there's no hero walking through the door here for us. I mean, Heedle's already in the lineup, and though he showed the spurts in the Carolina game, he's just, you know, he's not on the level. And then Blake Wheeler, he's not going to come in to make a difference. So the problem is the heroics need to come from the people from the top, but Zibanejad, Kreider, and Panarin are just getting, you know, dominated by the front of Florida here. And, I mean, that's where the problem really lies. No one's coming in here to replace Rempe on the fourth line. Like, the third line is Kako, Roslovic, and Wennberg. That's the cast-off line. There's no other options here. It needs to come from the front, or, you know, there's nobody coming in to save this team.
I don't think anyone's suggesting there's someone to save the team, but how about someone just to come in and play? Someone the coach trusts in the third period. How about someone who doesn't play 2 minutes and 43 seconds in a series where, you know, it's such a physical, draining series, then in the third period, you're a man down. You're playing with one less than Florida's playing with.
Yeah, well, there's people who aren't playing, getting ice time on Florida, too. I mean, they're just not, you know, a New York icon all of a sudden in Rempe.
I understand, but I mean, it doesn't feel like on the same level. And Florida doesn't have to make the adjustment. They're kicking ass in the third period.
Yeah, it's real rough. Who would ever thought that this would be Lafreniere and Igor versus everybody else? Lafreniere is coming out of crazy.
He's having a great run, no doubt, and he's been great, and he's emerging. It's been the year of Lafreniere, really. I mean, I know he didn't have an unbelievable Panarin type regular season, but there was a lot of talk heading into the year that, you know, the future with, you know, this team was at a crossroads, and he's had a very good regular season, and now he's having an unbelievable playoff. But my point is that, okay, yes, you're right. There are guys, Lorenz on the Florida Panthers, played 4 minutes last night. But they're not getting their ass kicked in the third period. The Rangers are. The Rangers are the slower team, the team that looks more tired, the team getting their ass kicked in the third period. They're the team that has to make the adjustment. And I just, I don't know, like, what's the point of having them out there? Again, four shifts, 2:43. And I've been talking about this the entire series. I don't understand the infatuation when the guy doesn't play. If you want to scream and tell me the coach needs to play him, fine. Fine. Coach needs to have him out there. I can't make that happen. I mean, I can't make a lineup change either, so. But I'm just saying, like, we know he's not going to play. And the coach has a better feel for this team than you do, believe me. He's had a great year. But it all comes down to the guys at the top. I mean, Panarin just has to be better. There's no other way to put it. I mean, this is a guy, again, nothing. He's a minus one. He takes four shots. He's not impacting this series at all. Their best players are impacting the series. You know, Barkov is impacting the series. And Panarin's done nothing.